And welcome back. We are here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Kyle High in studio with you. And joining me in studio this morning is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Literally stepped into the studio just seconds ago. So, but it's good to see you today. We appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us this morning. And, of course, another virtual CNN today. So yeah. Lots of good stuff. So let's go ahead and get to it.
Okay. Well, I apologize. I was late.
Oh, no. You're actually on time.
Perfect.
So, I mean, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, just as I was leaving, we had a business come in and drop off some candy for our spooktacular. And it was Nichols Trading Post. So shout out to them. Thank you. But they were telling me about how they had three trucks coming in today. So if you're needing some shopping, you might want to go in there and help them out between the meat market and the trading post. They're going to have a full stock later today.
There we go. Good stuff right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So, some other things going on. So, Ford County Mental Health, Kathy Schild, they were trying to have a community baby shower earlier this year, and then they postponed it, had to cancel. Now they've regrouped, and they're able to do it drive-through style. So, that'll be on Thursday, October 29th from 4 to 6. It'll be at the First Church of Nazarene. So, it's a free event that offers lots of resources, free stuff, everything. You just cruise through, get a goodie bag. You don't even have to get out of your car. So you can contact Kathy to RSVP for more details. Steve Gilliffin from Barefoot Lawn Care. Fall cleanup time is here. And right now he's doing guttering your flower beds, you know, getting your lawn all ready to go so it can be winterized and all that. All the leaves are starting to come down, which I love. I'm excited about fall weather. but all that stuff, you can give Steve a call, and he'll come out and get everything cleaned up and ready to go for you. Excuse me. Alicia Mountain from the Boys and Girls Club and Life Point Church. So I don't know if you heard about this, but the Boys and Girls Club has been working hard to get moved over to Caney. Not moved. Sorry. Opening up another site. So now Caney will have Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So they're open now, serving about 80 plus kids a day in their after school program. So I want to give a shout out to Griff Walker and our Boys and Girls Club here. They're one of the, first of all, they're the oldest club in Kansas. But also they have worked so hard just continuing to grow that program. And now, you know, all the other communities around us are wanting it. So they're in like two or three different communities and just doing awesome.
And didn't they rename themselves recently? Weren't they the Boys and Girls Club of Coffeyville, but they're now the Boys and Clubs Girl of Southeast Kansas?
Exactly. Yes. And so they're just kind of expanding out, trying to make sure every community has an opportunity, because it's not just daycare. That's what sometimes I think people right. think. You know, it's actual learning and fun and just a great place to bring the kids. So shout out to them. And of course, they're trying to adapt a little bit and shift things so they can meet all the families' needs when things are changing. So they're trying to keep everybody up to date on Facebook. So if you have a kiddo in Boys and Girls Club, make sure you like their Facebook page. Of course, the Life Point Church, they have Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. And then they have women's Bible study at 6 p.m. They wanted to say thank you. Shout out to Daylight Defenders Line Club for their generous donation to the Touch of Life Ministries. And then they have another outreach coming. That's Saturday, October 17th. From 2 to 4 p.m. at 502 Walnut. They're going to have free soup, free clothing, and worship. So everybody is welcome. They do need volunteers during those outreach days. So if that's something that you think you could help out a little bit with, give Alicia a call. Speaking of drive-through events, here's another great one. So every year, the Salvation Army does a Soupalicious Luncheon. And they had to kind of figure out, well, how are we going to do it this year? So they're going to do it drive-through style, October 27th, and that'll be at the First Baptist Church parking lot. You enter kind of over by Liebert's parking lot off of 8th Street. But it's going to be $5, and you get two soups.
So nice,
you get
very
to
nice.
Decide which one you want. So, yeah. They'll have table for walk-ups, but no actual building entry. So I love soup time. So excited.
Soup's good stuff.
I know. And, of course, right now, Salvation Army has been doing an amazing job just helping families in need because of everything this year. So this is one of their fundraisers, and they do need our support. So even if for some reason you're not into soup, which blasphemy if you're not, but if you're not into it, you can still make a donation.
Do you consider chili a soup?
Well, they do have that as one of the selections of the four.
I will have to get it then. It's so sounds good. What was the four again?
It's a vegetable beef, broccoli cheese, chicken noodle, and chili.
Chili.
Yeah.
I love chili.
I'm so excited. Chuck McFade from First Presbyterian Church and Daylight Defenders. So just a reminder, we talked about this last week, but Spook Trail will be coming up. So October 23rd. So that's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah. And we're going to have him on either later on this week or next week to talk about the Spook Trail.
Oh,
so
good. He'll be able to kind of give you a visualization of how it works.
Like, exactly,
'cause not everybody knows what to expect when you get
out there. But it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
So that is good stuff to have. Chris Lee Fever from Cooperative Credit Union. So they're having a winter loan special. Pretty much no payments for 60 days, so you get to save your money for the holidays because we need it. I'm already going, oh my gosh, Christmas. What am I going to do about Christmas?
Right.
Oh! Plus 1.5% off of qualifying loan rates. And so just give them a call. They actually have several different types of programs out right now, so it's a good time for the banking industry. So check them out. I don't know if you knew this, but Library yesterday announced that they had to go back to curbside. So sad that they were finally able to get people in and now they got to go back. So that starts the 12th. Yeah, that's
so,
this week.
Yeah, so it started yesterday or Monday, I mean. So.
So you can call or you can text, pick up your items. You can request items to be held. They've got an official website where you can log in to and do stuff. So they'll have pickup between 12:30 and 5:30 every day.
I miss going to the library and just kind of be able to get a book and just kind of hang out, sit in the chair and kind of read for a little bit. I miss that. I definitely miss that because it's just a nice, quiet place. Just kind of hang out. And I loved taking my kids to the kids' library. They liked it.
Oh, yes. I always did that.
They liked going in there. They liked playing the video games, too, that were there as well. But, I mean, what kid doesn't? So, but they also got some books and would read and stuff. But I obviously said, hey, you can play with the games too. That's what they're there for.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I'm just, not only is it a great resource for families, but the library for a lot of people is their number one place to go for internet, for getting on for job searches, for getting, you know, you check out videos, check out games, check out Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I mean, there's everything.
Now, the good thing is, if you know what video you want and they have it, I think you can check it out. You just got to do it online or you got to call them up and ask, hey, do you have this particular DVD or what movie?
It's a little sad
to see it go to just curbside, but for obviously it has to. So.
Right, absolutely. So. Of course, Saturday, I'm excited about this. It's the Demo Derby.
Yeah.
So,
crunch.
It's going to be fun. Obviously, they're going to have plenty of space. They're going to have everybody spread out. They're only doing tickets at the gate, and you have to have cash. So go by the bank, get your cash first. They won't be doing credit cards there or checks or anything.
I get my kids this weekend. That may be something they would like to go just see cars just ram into each other. You know, they'll be like,
And then, of course, it'll be fall weather. Perfect, because it drops tomorrow. And so Saturday, it'll be great to bundle up in a coat and just watch it. And,
Get out there on a Saturday and just enjoy it. And finally, something a little normal.
Yes.
If you can consider ramming cars into each other normal. But for normal activities, that's a good thing. So
got to have some normalcy here, I know. Well, Election Day is also coming up before you know it. If you did not see a copy of our election update, let me know and I can email it to you. So we pretty much did a little basically kind of who am I and what's my platform for all the candidates, just our local state candidates. But I've got that on all of them. So if you need that, let us know and we'll get that to you. So the pandemic has limited some business functions and some events, but it's not going to stop my favorite time of the year, which is celebrating our Chamber Annual Awards. I feel more important than ever. It's just vital that we recognize all those businesses and individuals that just made this year successful with the challenges that we've had.
Right.
So we want to recognize them, and we're going to do it in a special way this year. I mean, we normally have this big 400-plus people in a room event, and so we're going to have to shift and change things a little bit. So we're going to be doing them in a very fun fun way. So I'll give you more details. I can't say much yet. But I just wanted everybody to know, be looking on our Facebook page here in a couple weeks and email, because we'll have the slate of all the nominees. And then we want our community to vote on what business stood out for you, what citizen, what volunteer, you know, et cetera. So.
And the good, there was also some good news yesterday when I talked to Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall. He said when the pandemic started, they thought, a generous amount would be we'd lose 15% in income sales tax or in sales tax. And come to find out, since same time last year to this year, 11% plus that sales taxes are up by 11%, which shows that people are shopping locally here in town. And that is a very good thing. And I hope we can keep that up.
I do, too. I really think a lot of it came down to, you know, when you were scared of traveling, especially in the big cities. I mean, it's like, why would you go to a city with all that craziness? So everybody was shopping local. And then they discovered, there's more things here that I didn't realize. Yeah,
exactly.
And
we
don't
have to order on Amazon. We can do it right here in town and get it immediately. You don't have to wait a few days for you can get that. Oh, it's right here, right now.
Exactly.
So, but that's good to hear that the community's shopping locally. Yes. Sales taxes are up. Revenue is up by 11% instead of the 15% they think they would have lost. That's a huge gap there, and that's a very, very good thing for the city of Coffeyville.
Well, and another good thing, which kind of I was going to talk about this today anyway, but another thing that helped a little bit with all of that is we had some earlier this year, we had some programs to kind of really get people to encourage to shop local. And so the foundation had those gift cards. You remember those online gift cards?
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah. And so that was like,
yeah,
it was, I forgot what they called it.
Bounce back.
No, that was our program.
Okay.
It was Gives Back or.
Yes. Coffeyville Gives Back. I think it's called. Yeah. And I think it's actually still going on now.
Yeah.
So.
But it was kind of like, if you're not ready to shop yet, but at least go get a gift card and that way you can go shopping later, but that money stays right here.
And it's a good gift as well for like Christmas or something.
Right.
So
then we did, the Bounce Back program and that was another big one. $47,000 were spent locally in sales tax, and then we gave out $5,000 in additional bucks. We loved it so much that we decided to do our Christmas giveaway the same way.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a Christmas giveaway again. And so everywhere you shop, well, all the participating stores, you shop and bring in your receipts, and then you get $10 to go spend wherever.
There we go.
So it's a nice bonus. I am looking for some sponsors or donors because that money goes so fast.
Absolutely.
We spent $5,000 in 3 weeks' time, and that was with people not knowing what it was. They're like, now they know, and they're like, what's the first date? I'm going to go shopping right away. And so
I'll bring my receipt down.
Yes. So unfortunately I don't have an extra $5,000. So, we are looking for some donors and some sponsors. So if you're interested, call me and I can give you the scoop on that.
But the best part, that was helping local businesses, which is the good thing.
We've been blessed that we've been able to keep open all our businesses. So I'm so excited. As you know, CRMC shared a video yesterday. There has been an increase in cases in the area, and the hospital has been kind of staying really busy with everything. I'm not really going to talk about masks because I know that sometimes is an issue that's a struggle for some, but they are encouraged everywhere you go, and they're really easy. First of all, you can buy them everywhere now.
Right, yeah. It used to be it was hard to get them because that wasn't a thing around here. And now, I mean, with it being the age of COVID now, they're pretty easy to find. I have three. I keep one in my car. I keep one in that, and I keep a couple in the house.
Yeah.
And then I even have smaller ones for my kids when they come and visit.
Yeah.
So if we go somewhere, they strap on those masks and we go out. So.
Yeah. So they're really easy to find. But on top of that, something I've really been preaching the last few weeks is you also have to make sure you're taking care of the basics of keeping your immunity strong. So that means washing hands is something we preach to little kids. But my gosh, lately I'm like preaching it to the adults. I'm like,
wash.
Why will you not go wash your hands and use sanitizer?
Sing a song in your head that's 30 seconds long. Literally, that's what they say they do.
Yeah.
There is one I actually do, and it's so funny. It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song from the original. I'm like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I know if I sing that whole song, that I will have rubbed my hands together for at least 30 seconds and then rinse it off for another 30 seconds. So that's how I kind of remember, because the song
along. way.
The song is 1 minute long, so the first 30 seconds I know is for washing, and the second 30 is for the rinsing.
Right. Well, and one of the things that I think we forget, and the reason hand washing is so important, is because when you're wearing masks, we touch our face a lot.
Yeah, because you're constantly adjusting.
Yes. And even when you don't have a mask on, you touch your face. You don't realize how much you actually touch your face during the day. So that hand washing helps prevent it from, you know, then you touched your eye, now you touched your nose, your mouth. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm touching my face, and it's usually not my, it's usually my, I'm having to constantly.
Your glasses, yeah.
I'm constantly having to adjust my glasses. Yep. That's why I have this stuff right here next to me, this hand sanitizer that I just go through like nothing.
Exactly. And then the other part of that is, I'm also been preaching lately about build your immunity system up. Because I don't know if you can prevent the virus. I mean, there is a chance that there's a lot of people going to maybe get it, but you can prevent the duration and the severity of it by making sure your immunity is strong. So that means eating healthy. Mm-hmm. This is the time to be taking care of our bodies, sleeping, getting exercise. You know, I take probiotics and I take
vitamins. Vitamins and stuff like that. That kind of helps your immune system a little
bit.
Yeah,
so just take care of yourself. Whether it's with COVID or whether it's strep and flu are also really starting to peak this year. So just take care of yourself. The last thing I will speak on, which kind of flows into, since we talked about all this sickness, but we have a workshop, and I mentioned it 22nd. It's on the 22nd. I've mentioned it a couple times, but I really want to remind everybody about that, because it's one of the things we're going to be talking about at the workshop. It's called the Pandemic Panic. You're like, what is that? It's okay. You know how a toddler has a meltdown? You've got toddlers. I know you've experienced it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. You're like, oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Why are you
it.
Freaking out about what, that little thing?
What? You spilled some milk. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, us adults are doing it now.
Yeah. So we have more. It's okay. We'll just clean it up. I never thought that was a real thing until my kid spilled his milk when he was much younger. He started crying. I'm like, no. It's okay. It's okay. We have more milk.
Yeah.
We just got to clean this up. Help me clean it up. And
exactly.
Then they calm down after that. But no, I've experienced meltdowns. They're not fun.
No. Well, this is what's happening to us. We've held it together for all these turbulent months because of everything, not just COVID, but everything going on. And then something kind of seemingly small happens. And suddenly we're in our car screaming, or we're sobbing with our dog. You're flipping out for no reason.
And the dog's looking at you like, what are you doing, dude?
Yes. So that's why we're having this workshop. We want to give everybody some tips on how to deal with stress, how you stay motivated at work and positive, because if we're all a little bit more positive in our work, then we're impacting other people that are coming in, and, you know, our customers, and it just spreads from there. So we're just trying to help everybody out, stay motivated and positive and ahead of the game. So call me and I can get you signed up for that.
All right. So lots of good stuff there.
Yeah.
And if speaking of which, if anybody wants to contact you about that or any other thing that we've talked about this morning, how can they get a hold of you?
So I have a great story about that. So I always tell you, you can call. So if you've got a paper, get it out right now.
All right. We'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You had enough time.
Okay. 251-2550. Funny story on that one is because we get people that call all the time for phone numbers or the phone book. I don't for some reason. And they're like, hey, do you have the number? Do you know how to find such and such? Yeah, it is. Oh, wait. I need a piece of paper. You called me and you're going, wait, I need a piece of paper. So that's funny. So you can call. Of course, if you're on the internet, you can jump on our website and you can email me. You can message us on Facebook. And then last week I said, you know, stop in, of course, always. We actually had someone stop in last week. She said, hey, I heard about that newsletter I can sign up for. Can I do that? And so, yeah. Come in and see us.
There we go. So again, lots of good stuff there. Be sure to get, and you can also come down to the chamber building, correct?
That's what I just said. Yes.
Oh yeah. So come down and get an icy too.
Oh,
so
that's true.
That's what I was trying. That's what I was trying to lead into is the delicious icy.
Exactly.
So.
You got about 6 weeks left of that. So come in and get them.
Yes. Icy. So get on down there and visit Candy. Also get an icy. It's always a good day. Especially with it being in the mid 80s today. Today will be a great day for an icy.
Perfect.
So it's a perfect day for that. All right. So, well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate
it. Thank you.
And we will see you again next week.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.